B-Pod Studios.
Party podcast?
Yes, Lauren. Rap party podcast.
With a mouthful of shrimp.
Is that what you're eating?
Mm-hmm.
It's 10:20 in the morning.
Your stomach doesn't know what time it is.
Yeah, but what about your taste buds? They know what time it is, and sometimes your taste buds don't match up to the time.
I had the rest of my BW Sweets pumpkin pie this morning before I left the house.
Yeah, it's strange. Pumpkin pie can kind of be a breakfast food.
Mm-hmm.
What?
By the way, what time does it go? What time do you go from like beers and bourbons to coffee and mimosas? Is it 4 a.m., 5 a.m.?
No, you just have to have a nap in between.
So if you had like a bourbon at 3:30 and you're at like an all-night party, you wake up, 5 a.m., you can start doing the champagne. Like, wouldn't it be cool to be awake and just transition from that?
I've done it.
Have you really?
Mm-hmm.
You stayed awake and went from like bourbons and wine to all of a sudden
champagne. Guys, I lived in Miami for years. We used to go straight from the club to breakfast.
Yeah, but that was a late night breakfast. Like not a 7 a.m., 8 a.m. breakfast, was it?
We would go to somebody's house afterwards and just be like, we'll just go to the pool. We'll stay up all night. It's an all night party.
Wow.
I've partied so much where I've seen the sun rise.
Yeah, I've done that.
But then you go to bed.
Yeah.
No, then you get yourself a bloody or a mimosa and keep it going.
Oh, God, you're eating raw shrimp.
It's not raw.
Oh, cold shrimp.
You're not dipping it in anything?
Mm-mm.
Where'd you get it? Your koi pond in the backyard?
Your shrimp pond in the backyard?
Yeah, your shrimp pond. Normally, do you put anything on your shrimp? I mean, I know it's not that interesting, but I'm curious because you're eating it at 10:20.
It's like mojito shrimp. It doesn't need anything. It's already got it, like the flavor on it.
I'm more amused that she's eating shrimp. Like we don't just cook shrimp that much on a regular basis. It's typically special occasions.
Like a side piece to like a steak or
a
chicken.
Something like that. Like on, Wednesday, shrimp.
I know.
It's my favorite food, though.
Now, let me ask you, was there steak with the shrimp?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Lobster?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So steak and shrimp on a Wednesday.
But we'll go to Costco and get the huge bag of shrimp and just keep it in the freezer.
Yeah.
I have tuna, ahi tuna sitting at home that I'm dying to cook. Amanda doesn't like it.
Fishing?
So I got to do it one night. Yeah, which is weird because she likes other fish that I don't like.
Do you do it on the grill or in the pan?
No, I'll do it in the skillet.
I don't like the taste of seafood. Like, shrimp doesn't taste like seafood to me.
Okay.
Like shrimp.
You would.
Which is seafood,
I love shrimp. And I don't love I don't love crab.
I didn't like crab when I was pregnant.
Because crab is a... are we talking about lobster or is that different?
No, it's different.
Show him a picture of a lobster and then show Roy a picture of a crab and we'll see if he can pick which one is which.
Hang on. I don't know if I know the taste difference.
Like a crab is more round and has a bunch of...
Oh, they're the fatter ones?
Yeah, they look like spiders of the sea.
Right. There's a restaurant called Red Lobster, not Red Crab. But.
Either way, they both are insects and I don't jive with that.
We had someone who worked at Red Lobster drop us off some lobster for you to eat one day, and your complaint was that it was too hard with little payoff, and there was something to that. You have to fight to crack open a lobster, and you can find a little piece of meat in there, and you're just satisfied with it because of all the work you put in.
Crabs are even worse. So for 4th of July, we go to Smith Mountain Lake every year, and crab night is like a tradition, but we get those like blue crabs. I refuse to eat them because it's... like, when I say maybe, if you would cut your palm into four quarters, I would say maybe it's a quarter of your palm that you're actually getting out, the meat that you're getting out of it. I'm like, it's not even that. It's too much work and not enough payoff.
Yeah. It's almost like an oyster. It's the same way.
Yeah.
My oysters are already shucked for me.
You like oysters? You like seafood.
Yeah, I know, but it's just the meat in an oyster is tiny.
Yeah, but you slurp it down, you put all that other stuff on it, and that's good.
Tequila. Remember we had oyster shooters, Nicole? When we went out in Uptown, back when we used to go out in Uptown?
My thing about lobster, though, is anything that you got to swim butter in probably isn't good.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, if you have to use that much butter to make it taste good, you're probably...
Do you like calamari?
No.
So you're not
even
big on seafood at all, huh?
Not really. If it's really, I hate to say it, the low grade stuff to where it's more about the breading.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then I'll eat that.
Oh, you do like that?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I don't want to, like, taste the calamari.
You tried octopus with me.
It was okay. It was more about the sauce. Like, the octopus didn't have much of a taste versus what it came in.
I think I like the texture of it.
I ate calamari the other night at a restaurant, and I hadn't had it in a long time because it's not something I would eat or make at home.
Yeah. It's been a while since I've tried calamari. I probably should try it again. I am all about retrying things that I think I don't like because I do evolve.
What do you order when we go out for sushi?
He doesn't order sushi.
I'll get like teriyaki chicken or I'll get California rolls or if they have chicken rolls.
What's in that?
Just vegetables.
That's crab.
Avocado.
Oh, I didn't even taste crab.
By the way.
It's imitation crab. It's not real crab.
Oh. Makes sense.
Since we're talking about food on the Rap Party podcast, we don't do this often, I have a little game.
Mm-hmm.
Was it invented in the United States? It's a food.
Okay.
I'll give you the food. You tell me whether or not it was invented in the U.S. Nicole, do you want to play?
This sounds like a fun game.
All right.
Probably should play it on the air.
Well, we can't because I'm going to give you all the questions here.
That's fine. All right.
Was this food invented in the USA? Hawaiian pizza. It's got Hawaii in it. As you know, Hawaii is a state. Was it invented in the United States?
No. Yes. Because Italy doesn't like pineapple on pizzas.
But they put weird stuff on their pizzas, too. I'm going to say it's a U.S. food.
It is not. Canada, a Canadian restaurant owner, invented the pineapple pizza.
Because you put Canadian bacon on it.
With his two brothers after they emigrated to Canada from Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why I think so? Because the pizza itself seems like the most un-Hawaiian thing ever. I'm like, there's no way Hawaii made
that. I didn't think Hawaii made it, but I thought maybe it was done in the U.S.
Can you get good pizza in Hawaii?
No.
Like, if it's not Papa John's?
You probably can't get much of... Never mind.
What do they have? Let me ask the person who's been to Hawaii.
Acai and poke.
Like, what's their best? Seafood, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. All right. Crab Ragoon, the cream cheese woutons.
No. I say no.
Yes.
I'm going to say yes. Yeah, I'm going to say yes because I went to Asia and it wasn't there.
According to our research, the dish was most likely invented in the United States by Victor Bergeron, the founder of Trader Vic's, which is a restaurant and bar in L.A. I think it's gone now.
I think when you said cream cheese, that made me think, oh, it's definitely an American thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know the saying, it's as American as apple pie?
Apple pie wasn't invented here?
I don't know. Was it? Yes or no?
No, but did you know, and Lauren, you probably know this because of the same documentary we've watched, but did you know that an apple a day keeps a doctor away was someone's propaganda of a way to get us to start eating apples because we originally apples were just used for ciders?
What was the forbidden fruit after Adam and Eve, the snake with the apple?
You bite into the apple because Jesus.
That's why.
Okay.
All right. Now, apple pie, yes or no? Roy?
No.
Loren?
No.
Nicole?
American.
It was originated in England and brought over by colonists.
There is one food item that I know for sure is not from America, and I'm interested to see if you're going to bring it up.
A certain pie?
Nope.
What'd you say? Oh, a certain food?
For certain food.
Okay, let's see. Peanut butter.
Well, according to the public education system, a black guy invented that.
What?
That's like all I learned from public education is that one black guy invented peanut butter.
Really?
Yep.
Jeff?
Skippy?
No, I don't remember what the brand was. But.
All right. And peanut butter was invented in 1884 by a pharmacist in Canada.
Oh.
Again, according to our research.
So the public education system.
You were thinking of George Washington Carver, maybe?
Maybe. Yeah. Isn't that the guy?
Maybe.
Yeah.
He invented some press. Anyway. Spaghetti, make sure Sterling listens to this, your African-American boyfriend who's going to...
We always joke about how crappy the public education system is about black history.
Spaghetti and meatballs!
American!
Oh, for sure, it just seems...
Invented by Italian immigrants once they arrived in America, so it's not an Italian food like you would have thought.
And I cannot find spaghetti and meatballs hardly anywhere in Italy.
When I found out that Alfredo wasn't... an Italian thing.
Yeah.
My mind was blown. Well, I thought chicken Alfredo was a 100% an Italian dish.
But don't they? Well, we put all the cream and stuff. They don't. They just use hot water and Parmesan.
Like, yeah.
But isn't like meatballs just consumed by itself over in Italy? Like that's its own meal. Like the meatball is the meal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The California roll, sushi.
Definitely American.
It's says California in it. Yeah, I would assume America, it's American. Yeah.
How about Canadian? It was created in Vancouver and became popular after Californians visited there.
Canada's dope.
Fried chicken.
Definitely American.
That's what I say.
I would say. Yeah.
Is it true? I have the answer in front of me. It's not true. It was invented in Scotland and brought to America by immigrants.
Okay.
So shout out to Scotty the Scotsman.
Is that it? Are you done?
I got a couple more.
You didn't say my food.
French fries?
No.
That's French.
France?
It's not American.
It's not American. It's
Belgium.
Yeah.
Oh, Belgium.
And last one, the Cuban sandwich, which I love. Nice Cuban sandwich, layers of meat, cheese, mustard, pickles, meat. Pickles,
yeah, I'd say
meat.
That is an American dish.
Yeah, I'd say it came from Miami.
Miami.
Invented in Florida. Very good, you guys.
You didn't say the dish I knew. Macaroni and cheese was not invented in America.
Well, let us guess whether or not it was invented in America.
No, let's guess the country now.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, you don't even know the whole thing. Okay.
I mean, you can play.
I'm going to say Canada because everything else.
A lot of things came from Canada.
Mac and cheese
was invented. I'm going to say it's an Asian dish. Like maybe China. the way our president
said. Have we already mentioned this country? Because I was going to say Belgium.
I think so. Yes, we have mentioned this country. It is Italy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It goes back to the 14th century in an Italian cookbook. It came over here because of Thomas Jefferson. He had it while he was traveling abroad, and he wanted a rendition here in America.
I wonder if Elena knows that.
I don't know.
Are you going to quiz her when you get home?
Yeah, of course I am.
If you want the sheet, you could take it home.
No.
Play the at-home game.
I'm just more interested in the mac and cheese coming from Italy.
My son Dean doesn't like mac and cheese, and Amanda, being a Southerner, loves it. And isn't it funny how mac and cheese is really considered a Southern dish?
Yes. So my son, Cash, does not like mac and cheese anymore. And it broke my heart because I loved the little Annie's, like bunnies that you make. And he still wants to make the macaroni and cheese. Like, he likes to cook, but he doesn't want to eat it. So he asks to make mac and cheese all the time. And I'm like, you're not going to eat it. He just wants to feed it to me.
It's time for you to eat, Mom.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that, though, because that's interesting, too. Like, Southern foods, like we talked about this the other day, names, right? But there's Southern foods and Northern foods. And I know better than anyone coming from New Jersey when I moved to Little Rock, Arkansas. And on New Year's Day, everybody's like, are you going to eat your black-eyed peas and greens? And I'm like, huh?
Ham. Well, we never did that growing up.
Oh, every
year.
It is
more of a Southern thing.
Yeah, but we didn't.
Well, Roy, you're on the, like, you're Roanoke.
Yeah, but we did more of, like, just banging our pots and pans out in the yard.
Yeah, but we did that in Pittsburgh, too.
Yeah, so maybe.
On New Year's Day or New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, okay.
Like at midnight.
Yeah.
New Year's Day, you're supposed to eat your greens and your black-eyed peas for luck.
Collards, ham, collards for wealth, black-eyed peas for luck, ham for strength or something.
Amanda would know. She's huge on it.
Sounds like a horrible meal.
So that, it's actually pretty
good. All eating it this year.
No.
Because you didn't eat it last year, and 2020 was a fucking disaster.
My grandmother used to eat herring in the freaking can on New Year's Day.
I'll put it in intravenously if I have to make 2021 better. But it's funny because you move down south and people are like, oh, you can't get good Chinese food down here. Remember we had that conversation about how there's northern Chinese food
I like Beijing
and southern?
Right here. Beijing Chinese.
The place right across the street?
Yeah,
no problem. General Tso's chicken and rice? What's the big deal? I can eat that for days.
Yeah.
Mexican food's good here.
Oh, yeah. Ruru's.
But my friend from Texas loves On the Border because
that's
like Tex-Mex. Yeah, and it's a chain and she loves it.
So Au Pair Elena tried Chipotle for the first time and went all bitch. She was so mad at it.
Why?
What'd she get?
She's like, it's the most fake Mexican, like, anything that I've ever had. And I was like, well, I don't know that it's necessarily supposed to be Mexican.
Yeah,
it's just like American, like burritos that, like, I don't know.
Right.
I never considered them in my head to be Mexican.
Me neither.
Restaurant. It's like a place they make flavorless food.
Point.
Like, they're not Mexican to me.
Yeah.
She was so mad
They're
at
just
it.
Like a burrito place and like a bowl place.
What's Elena's favorite American food since she's from Italy?
Oh, great question.
Does she dig hamburgers and hot dogs? Pizza's hers.
Ooh, I don't know.
Although, find out, where was pizza invented? That wasn't on the list. Is that Italy?
I believe margarita pizza was.
Yeah, the Neapolitan, right? Was the OG?
Okay.
It's a southern
have this au pair in your home for 2 years, and you're not sure what her favorite American food is?
But she
Frankenberry?
Well, no, she loves Viva Chicken, but like she likes to try, like when we go to a specific kind of restaurant, like she wants to try what that restaurant is known for. So it's always different when we go out. You know what I mean?
But like she won't come home and be like, hey, I want a hamburger tonight.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Her little frame. She's not eating hamburgers.
She doesn't like chicken, though. She says Americans eat way too much chicken for her.
All right, last thing. Around the room. You can only eat one meal for the rest of your life. What are you going with?
I feel like we've done this before. Maybe I want to change it up this time. Can I one meal?
Yeah, one.
Or one item.
One item.
Sandwiches. You can change them up to be whatever you want. Meatball, chicken.
That's fair, because mine is a kind of food,
okay,
too. Mine's sushi.
Hibachi.
It's not bad. Chicken wings. But you could change up. I can go hot. I can go lemon
pepper.
I
would get tired of that. But like I can do a lot of fun things with sandwiches.
I could eat wings for days.
And maybe it's because I'm in the mood for a wrap right now. I don't know.
I'm all over the place. Honestly, at first I was in the mood for sushi, then pizza, then mac and cheese. And now I want a sandwich.
It's because we're all hungry. So what we need to do is go drink some water.
Yay.
Horse crap. Let's go eat.
And then drink water.